Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former defender Jody Craddock, who played for the Wolves for over 10 years. Jody, how are you?
Very good, thank you, Jase. Very good.
Good. Now, I know you've also, Jody, recently been getting involved with this new initiative. I know all the former Wolves players have got behind it and donating to the NHS. I mean, there's nearly 18,000 now being donated. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's Carl Emery that's set it up, and it's just a chance. You know, he knows all the players, so it's a chance for them to all chip in and help and try and spread it out to all the Wolves fans and anyone really, and don't have to be a Wolves fan to just try and raise money and help a really, really good cause.
I mean, the NHS are doing a fantastic job, aren't they, Jody? And I know they've obviously helped you in the past. It's just amazing, isn't it, how selfless they are and what they're doing at the minute.
Oh, they are. They're amazing. They're putting themselves on the front line. And, we all know the severity of the situation at the moment. And, they're helping the country deal with it, and without them, where would we be? We'd be in a right state. So, our gratitude and thanks, and towards them. And if we can say thank you by doing this, then that's every little helps.
Oh, it does. And so far, the amount's nearly 18,000, and the page they can donate at is www.justgiving.com/fundraising/ Current-and-former-Wolves-players. It's all over Twitter and Instagram and social media. So if you're following Carl Henry or Jody Craddock or Matt Murray or anybody like that, you will see the link. And please donate and give to this great cause. So we have tasked the legend, Jody Craddock, his best 11 he played with at Wolves. So first off, Jody, what formation are you going for?
Okay, so I've been thinking of... you told me how to take myself out, didn't you? Just to make that clear before we start. I could not put myself in it.
Actually, Jody, I do give the players the opportunity to play themselves, and some do and some don't. Would you have picked yourself, Jody, first off?
Yes, man. I have confidence in my own ability, and yes, I would have picked myself. Sorry, I've just crossed out Christoph Bear and I've just put Craddock in his place. There you go.
Brilliant. Well, if you are listening, Christoph, you'll have your chance to cross out Jody Craddock and put
He was in it. Fair play, but he's just been deleted. So
you've heard it here officially. Jody Craddock has just been Christoph Bear off for himself. But what formation are you going for, Jody?
Okay, well, I'm usually old school, so I'm usually a 4-4-2, but because there was a certain player I just needed to put in, somebody else had to then be cut, so I've had to go for a 4-5-1, which is not my ideal formation, but that means I can get all the players in that I needed to get in.
Wow, and that is officially our first 4-5-1 in the Best 11 series on the Wolf Whistle. So, who's going to start in goal, Jody? Because I know you played with some great keepers.
I did, we've always been fortunate at Wolves to have fantastic keepers. It was between Matt Murray and Wayne Hennessy. I've put Matt Murray in. They were equally both very, very good. For a defender like me to play in front of them was a privilege. I could have put either in. I've chosen Matt Murray. He's an absolute legend. I truly believe, I know Wayne went on, in place for Wales, but I truly believe Matt, without his injury, could have gone on and pushed for an England place, possibly.
Yeah.
So I put Matt in because, he was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Dominated his box, absolutely brilliant.
I mean, like we said, he would have been a dead cert for England because at that particular time, although there was a good crop of keepers, Matt was playing out of his skin. Wolves were on the verge of the Premier League. He'd already played for the under-21s, etc. And he was, once again, a dead cert. But sadly, injuries curtailed that, didn't it, Jody?
It did, yes. And it's the same for a lot of players. Injuries caused these hiccups in their careers. And, it was a big hiccup for Jason. He's retired from it in the end. But yeah, so many times I've seen it where players have had big injuries and it's caused their careers to suffer, and it's such a shame because, you know, these players have masses of potential and they just never get to fulfil it, which is, you know, Matt's played at a decent level, but I just think he could have gone even further. Oh, so shame for Matty.
100%. So who is going to start at right back, Jody?
Right back, okay. So I've had to put a left footer at right back just because I couldn't leave him out. And it's George Ellacobe.
Okay.
I had a couple of options, but it's George Ellacobe. I trained with this lad, you know, for years, and I watched him, and I think he's absolutely unstoppable. This was prior to, you know, we're just talking about injury. He picked up a big injury. I think he did his cruciates in his knee. I don't know what game it was. I even think I was on loan at Stoke at that point. Because I remember listening to it on the radio and hearing it. But prior to that, he was so good as a defender. I used to watch him in training and think, you know, he's going to the top. He's going to go to the absolute top because he's an animal.
Yeah.
Nobody could get past him. He was fast. He was strong. He could pass the ball. And I thought he was unstoppable. But just like we were speaking about Matty, George picked up a big injury on his knee. And I truly believe it really kind of knocked his footballing career. We'll never know. And, he came back from it and he played. But just before that, I just was thinking, he's unstoppable and nobody could get past him. I was thinking, I couldn't think of a player that would get past him. And, this is from watching him in training, watching him playing. And I truly thought he was going to go right to the top. And, he played a great level. He played at the Wolves, it was a great level. But it just that injury, I think, just knocked him just a little bit and made it, I don't know. I might be completely wrong in saying this, but I just feel he could have gone all the way,
No, I mean, Jody, right to be honest, very top. That's you played with a guy, that's your opinion. And to be fair, how important is it for a centre-half to have complete faith in your full-backs when they're stopping crosses and they're covering you? You know, how important is it to have a full-back who can do that?
Oh, massively, massively. People just couldn't get past him. He was scary. You know, I see him on Instagram daily and he's doing weights and doing this and fitness. And, he's still kicking the ball about and, just shows his dedication and he's a lovely lad as well. I've taken out Kev Foley and he was on the it was between him and Kev Foley. Kev Foley, I know I could pass the ball to whenever I was in trouble and he'd never ever give it away.
Yeah,
and I think he got player of the season that season we got promoted, and I just remember thinking I can give, when I'm in the crap, I can give the ball to Kev and he'll get me out of it type thing. And he did every single time. And it was a tough decision between those two.
Definitely.
But there you go.
And like with Kevin Foley, I said this on a podcast the other day, he was so comfortable on the ball and he was so calm and he'd never lose possession, would he? And you could pass it to him and he'd have a couple of players around him and he'd still get rid of the ball and distribute it and give it to another Wolves player.
Definitely. He was a great player. And, up there with George.
Close call. But you must have an absolute quality left back then, Jody.
Oh, I've got Lee Naylor as left back.
Nails.
Yes, so definitely, fit as a fiddle, good with a ball, had a ridiculously long throw, could score a goal, you got a goal scoring left back, just a good player, hard working, good player, liked to tackle. Yeah, he weren't the tallest, but he would win his headers. Good player. I like Nails. He was a great player.
Lee Naylor was probably ahead of his time in as much as he was an attacking fullback. He'd like to get forward.
Yes.
He'd chip in with the odd goal as well, wouldn't he?
He would, definitely. He had a great strike on him. He'd show it in training day in, day out. If you can get one of your fullbacks who gets forward and gets goals, then it's a right bonus.
Yeah, well, testament to Lee, obviously, with his career, went to the very top, played for Celtic in the Champions League. So that's a great choice, Jody. So your two centre-halves. So basically, who is partnering Jody Craddock, being as you've binned off Christophe Berra? Who's your partner?
I don't think it's going to be any surprise when I say Jolyon Lescott. Good, decent player. Went on to have a fantastic career. Played for England. Scored for England. Good on the ball. Strong. Quick, would come out from the back, the ideal centre half, and he went on to prove it with the amount of games he played and the teams he played for, and deserved centre half partner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once again, he's been in a few of the teams. He's been in Matt Murray's team, etc. He was. Could you see the potential in him early doors when you were sort of training with him and at the club and playing with him, you know, when he first broke through?
Yeah, definitely. Remember, I joined just as he picked up an injury. Yes. After they won promotion. So he was injured at that point. But, yeah, you know, he was... you could see it, yeah, as he was coming back, and you know what, how the way the lads spoke about him, and you know, he was a quality player. He was only young at that point, and yeah, he was, you know, he fulfilled that potential and did, and had a great career. You know, good for him.
Unbelievable. And Jody, yeah, once again, fair play. You've backed yourself. You know, I mean, how much did you enjoy your time at Wolves? Because it was the majority of your career. And I know you'd had a great time at Sunderland. So, you know, how much did you enjoy your time at the club?
I loved it. You know, 10 years I was there. Absolutely loved it. You know, I'd be a fool not to back myself. You know, that being a footballer is all about being confident and you know, having confidence in your own ability. And, you know, I truly believed every time I put on that black and gold shirt, I gave 110%, and you know, okay, it wasn't good enough all the time, but I like to think in those 10 years, you know, that's why you're at a club for such a long time, is because you're doing the right things. And yeah, you know, I love my time.
You know, that we've spoken your full podcast about the backhanded compliment song, but you only get a song sung about you if you're a good player. And, you know, you was a fantastic player, Jody, a great servant to the club. And once again, that was testament to why you was at the club 10 years. But I will pass on the bad news to Christophe Berra.
he'll be all right. He'll get over it. He'll drop me out and put him in.
So you're five across the midfield. Jody, you got to take it. You're going for three in the middle and two on the wings. Who are you going for on the right hand side?
Right hand side, Michael Kightley.
Good old Kites.
Grant, you know, only a small lad, but ground the ball. You know, when we won the championship, he was fantastic. He was a tricky winger. Would get the ball in the box, set up goals, and chip in with some decent goals himself. You know, it's I couldn't leave him out. He had to be in there.
Yeah, I mean, once again, he's been in a couple of the best 11s. He was. He made the transition from non-league to the championship look pretty easy, didn't he?
He did, yes. You know, it was a time where Mick McCarthy brought a couple of players in, Jarvo, Kites, Andy Keogh, players like this. And, yeah, so it was a big step up for them. It was, you know, to change... you know, how hard it was to play from where they were to where they wanted to get to. And they coped, you know, these players coped brilliantly, and a testament to Mick McCarthy for bringing them through and seeing that potential, which I think is fantastic as a manager to be able to see that and think, well, they're going to do well in the Championship and the Premiership. And, yeah, Kites was one of those players that, you know, had a good career at Wolves and deservedly so, because he worked hard for it and got what he deserved.
Yes, he did. And who are you going to play on the left-hand side, Jody?
The left-hand side is Jarvo, Matt Jarvis. Goes without saying, you know, he had an England career, albeit only short, but yeah, rapid, absolutely rapid. You know, there weren't too many players quicker than him at my time at Wolves. It was him and George Ellacobe at that point. You know, good lad, worked hard, got his head down, did all his stuff he needed to do behind closed doors, and then produced it on a Saturday. You know,
I think Wolves seemed strong all over the park, especially that 08-09 championship winning season where we had a strong defence and we wasn't conceding many goals. But going forward, if it went out to the wings, you got Kightley on one side, Jarvis on the other, you knew there was always going to get a ball in the box, didn't you, Jody?
Oh, yeah, and these players chipped in with the goal as well, so which is... you know, if you've got one winger crossing the ball, you need the other winger in the box, and these boys would, you know, chip in with a goal or two, which is exactly what you need, you know, especially when you're trying to get promotion or stay in the Premiership or whatever you're trying to do. You know, it's a necessity that these boys chip in, and they did.
100%. So who are going to be your three across the middle, Jody?
Okay, Carl Emery's the first one. You know, great player. Yeah. Just kept the ball, wouldn't give the ball away, kept the ball. He's not a player that chipped in with loads of goals, but he wouldn't give the ball away. So he would come and get it off the defence. I know I could, you know, give it to him and he'd keep hold of it and he'd bring other players into the game. And just a quality player, consistent player, and you kind of knew what he was going to do each week, and that's why he's in my team, and rightfully so.
I think Carl was a very intelligent player.
Yes.
He did play a simple game, but he made it, you know, he did make it look easy. He did keep the ball. Like you said, he did come back to the defence and help out and link up the play well. And he wasn't selfish. I don't think his game, and I don't think he got his any kicks from scoring goals. And I think it was, he did like to chip in with the assist, but he was very, very disciplined on actually doing his job, wasn't he, Jody?
He was, and you knew, like I said, you knew he'd do it week in, week out. He was just very, very comfortable on the ball, which is what you need your midfielders to be. He's comfortable on the ball. You know, you need to know when I'm in trouble at the back. If I roll it to him in midfield, he's going to do something with it productively and get the game going forward and bring your wingers in and bring the forwards in. So that's what he did very well. So yeah, he's in my team.
Good choice. And who's partnering Carl?
Well, obviously, I still have two more partners, don't I? But yep. Alex Ray was one of them.
Alex Ray.
Alex Ray. How could I leave Alex Ray out? I knew Alex from Sunderland, so I kind of knew how good he was already.
Of course.
He's hard working, loved a shot, would score goals, put in a tackle. Yeah, he weren't the tallest, but it's, you know, he would cause other midfielders problems. And if you want somebody in there when the going gets tough, then that's the type of player you need in there. And he would roll up his sleeves and he's Scottish, isn't he? So he gets stuck in and have a right old go. And Alex Ray was brilliant. Like I said, I was at Sunderland with him, and so I knew a lot about him anyway, and knew what type of person and player he was. And
I mean,
you have to put him in.
He was so committed. A quick story about Alex Ray. I was fortunate to come on for the last 14 minutes, Jody, of your testimonial. And
yes.
I come on, and I remember my first touch wasn't the greatest, and I give the ball away and set up a Sunderland attack. And I remember Alex Ray turning round to me and giving me the biggest bollocking. And I was like, flipping heck, I'm here to enjoy it. That's how committed he was. Whatever game it was, whatever level, he wanted to win. And, you know, was he like that throughout his career, Jody?
He was, yeah. Especially when I first went to Sunderland, he was on my, you know, I was only a young boy, 23, he was on my case every single day. He was on my case. And it took me to kind of tell him where to go to get him off my back. But, you know, he was on my case to make me a better player, and it did make me a better player. But then I just have respect for him. He had respect for me for, you know, just kind of sticking up for myself. And, we're mates. And, he's that type of player. He demands the best out of every single player on that team. And you can assure he will give you his best as well.
Yeah, 100%. I remember how he was playing in, like I said, it was a testimonial, nothing at stake, and he was treating it like it was a league match. He was
good lad.
So,
exactly.
Who is going to be your other midfielder, Jody?
Other midfielder, Charlotte Injana.
Yeah, I mean, once again, he's been in a couple of these. How good was Shea?
He was quality. You know, we still play with him in the Wolves All-Stars. And you could have five opposing players around him in our own box and he'd still get out the ball. And, he still does that. It's brilliant. That was Shea. He was big, strong, fit. He was just a unit in there. And he was great on the ball. You knew he wouldn't give that ball away, and you need that from all your midfielders, your three centre midfielders that I got there. You knew they wouldn't give the ball away, and it's really important when you're when you don't want that pressure on the back four. You need your midfielders to keep hold of it, and they did. And Shea was one of these players that would keep hold of that ball. You know, it would stick to his boot like glue.
Oh, I mean, this is how good Shea was. I mean, he got nearly 50 caps, I think, for Nigeria, or maybe just over 50 caps, when Nigeria have always had a strong team and they've had a pick of players to choose from who've played the football all over the world. So to play that many times for your country is testament to actually how good Shea was.
Exactly. I reckon he went under the radar a little bit, if I'm honest. But he was a quality player.
Yeah,
and that's deservedly in my team.
Oh, 100%. So who is going to spearhead your attack, the one and only number nine in this 4-5-1 formation, Jody?
Okay, well, I've had to take out Kenny Miller, so I do apologise. I had Kenny Miller in there, but due to my free midfield, I had to take Kenny Miller out. So I apologise to Kenny because he was a worthy candidate to be in my top 11.
Yeah.
But the player I have put in above everybody else is Sylvain Ebanks-Blake.
Sylvain Ebanks-Blake. Now, with Sylvain, once again, he was just an out-and-out goal scorer, wasn't he?
He was, yes. And when he was on it, you know, take into consideration, I marked this player every single day in training, so I kind of knew how hard he was to mark and how quick he was with that ball at his feet and how fast he would turn and get a shot off in the box was phenomenal. And that was his game in that box. He was absolutely phenomenal. And that year when we got promotion, he arguably was our best player. Yep. So, absolutely fantastic. And that's why he's in my team.
I mean, to be fair, you played a lot with Kevin Doyle as well. And I'm only bringing Kevin Doyle into it because the formation you played was a 4-5-1. And with Kevin Doyle, that would have suited him perfectly. But I did feel a bit sorry for Kevin, especially in the Premier League when we was playing one up front. Because he did seem to be up there on his own, didn't he, a lot of the time, and chasing lost causes.
Yeah, you know, Kev was... he was fit, so that's why he played up there, and the manager knew he'd work his socks off. And Kev was a great player, you know, but I've only gone, you know, I've gone for one up front. Kev was a great player, and he'd get your goals, and I can only pick one. I've gone for a 4-5-1, Jace. You can only pick one.
I mean, you've already, you know, binned off Christophe Behrens, now Kevin Doyle, and I don't know. So who, I mean, you played under obviously a couple of managers at Wolves. Who would be your manager, Jody?
Oh, Mick McCarthy, without doubt. I think I've always said that he's the best kind of manager I've had the privilege to play with. And, he was just honest to the point. And he suited my game. He was a centre-half, so he kind of, you know, helped my game. So, yeah, he was the right manager for me. And, hence he'd be my manager of my... my 11 here.
And what was you, if I'm right, was he with you at Sunderland for a very short time?
Yeah, only very short. I think Cal Wilson had just been sacked. He was only there a very short time as well. So it was only the last month or so at Sunderland that he came in. So we did cross paths up there, but not for very long.
Yeah, so you sent a few managers off. Anyway.
Yeah, done good enough.
So your team, 4-5-1, Matt Murray in goal, right back, a left-footed player, George Ellacobe. Left back Lee Naylor, centre halves Jolyon Lescott and Jody Craddock.
Yep.
Your midfield, on the right hand side, Michael Keightley, left hand side, Matt Jarvis, and your three across the middle, Alex Ray, Carl Henry, and Shay Olifinyana. And centre forward, scoring all the goals, Sylvain Ebanks-Blake, and the manager, Mick McCarthy. Are you pleased with that, Jody?
Very pleased with it. They do a right good job in the Premiership, I reckon.
That is a great team. So, very quickly before you go, Jody, I'm just going to give out the fundraising page again. It's www.justgiving.com/fundraising/current-and-former-Wolves-players. Sounds a mouthful, it is. And if you go on the social media, on Carl Henry's page, on Jody Craddock's page, on Matt Murray's page, it's all over. Please donate. We are obviously donating to a fantastic cause in the NHS and the great work they're doing. So, Jody, once again, thank you for your time on the Wolf Whistle podcast today. And we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Cheers, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks, Jody. Bye now.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.